It is the riot on radio. I'm being a really terrible host this morning.
Why?
On the radio, I'm impeccable, like beyond
you
reproach.
You guys don't know.
Right, but I mean to children 18-3. I didn't offer them headphones or anything. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, children 18-3 from Morris, Minnesota. We're glad to be here again on Radio U. So thanks for listening, everybody. You ready for some excellent Midwestern accents, you know? We're going to teach you how to speak English. You know, in My Fair Lady is a film about reteaching people how to speak their own language. So
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a great film. You know, they wrote a book called How to Speak Minnesotan.
Did they really?
Yeah, that was great. And some friends of mine, and we reenacted several scenes of it in video form. But then, like, the computer that it was put on, like, crashed, and it was hard to get it out. It was a funny thing.
I always feel like whenever we try to do Minnesota, it just comes out Canada. And we don't know if there a difference?
Close.
Is it pretty close?
Canada's close to Minnesota. They've imitated us for many years. But we try not to be too offended at them. Yeah, it's... We try and roll with the punches, but yeah, it's great to be back.
I just didn't know if Minnesota, you guys were like, no, it's different, or is it the same?
I don't even know.
I want to talk to Dave this morning. Like I just went in the green room and he had comics, like Archie comics, all laid out right there. Wait, I'm amazed by this. Didn't they just reboot Archie comics?
You know, they did, and it was kind of on my wish list to pick up the Archie number one, but I didn't. But I did pick up the Archie versus Predator number four a couple days ago when it came out, and the two different variant covers of Archie versus Sharknado, which debuted on the 22nd with Sharknado 3, debuting on the Sci-Fi Channel. We got to see part of it after the show.
How was Archie versus Sharknado?
You know, I only saw a couple minutes of it at the motel after the show, but it looked pretty legit.
Yeah,
well, okay,
now
that's the movie. I want to know how the comic is.
You know, I've kind of been... Here's the best thing for me about comics is the cover art. You know, they have these great cover artists, and it's kind of an art thing. I just like to look at the covers. Like, that's probably my favorite thing.
That's why he's buying it.
Yeah, that's one of the main factors.
Really? Okay.
You know, and so I haven't actually... I've been saving the actual story. I haven't read Archie versus Sharknado yet. Maybe today I'll read.
Okay.
I read Archie.
The comic book creators love you because it's like he's not even reading it. We don't even have to put anything in it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. You don't need to get out the gloves to make sure that the oils from your hands transfer.
Yeah, he just wants to see the cover.
Read the comic. So is it just an Archie thing, or do you like comics in general?
Well, I like some comics. You know, I got the Adventures of Tintin. Of course, is my favorite comics.
Okay.
There's a Belgian artist wrote those like 50, 75 years ago, and they got translated.
They're more classic for the classic comics.
I like some. Well, not really. No, just Archie. As far as other comics, I like the modern. Well, you know, I've been reading. There's Lone Wolf and Cub. It's a Japanese anime.
Familiar.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the film Shogun Assassin is based on the Lone Wolf and Cub comics. I haven't seen it either, but I'd like to see it because of the comics. The art is so good in the comics. It's just like. I don't know. So that's an old one, I guess, but I like more the modern comics. I like, although the Batman ones tend to be so just evil and brutal that
it's so dark
I can't really take it anymore.
Yeah.
There was one comic from the 80s, you know, the Dark Knight Returns. That was an excellent.
I am familiar, Frank Miller. Yeah. So
Obi is quite the comic aficionado as well.
I do love comic books. So hanging out with children 18-3 talking comics. I had no idea that's what we would hit this morning.
He didn't even initiate it. He loves it.
I'm excited about it. So Lee, Marie, and Seth also here. Good morning, friends.
What is up?
So Seth, comics?
You know, I...
Because I
not,
like,
never Dave, really perked my interest. I'm
Dave
not
had comic books sitting out, and you had like a book and a journal or something sitting out.
Oh, right? That was a Bible.
Oh, okay.
He's a Christian.
You know, I try to get that in every now
so
and then.
Often.
Well, you know, different personalities.
I'm not really big into the comic books.
You read The Adventures of Tintin when you were young.
Yeah, Tintin. I did that 10 years ago.
What was that, a backhanded compliment?
I was going to say, there seemed
so
to be
10
a
years
tone.
Ago, Dave.
That wasn't anything
the
now.
The struggle is real. It's hard to conceal, but it's no big deal.
Aww.
All right. Well, you know what? Celebrating Christmas in July with those children 18-3, we feel like we probably need...
It is. It's Christmas in July Eve. Today's the 24th, and since, you know, we're not in doing a show on Saturday for Christmas in July Day, we've been playing a few Christmas songs this morning.
Now, did you guys celebrate Christmas in July at home with your mom before you went on the road, or...?
Not this year, no. It's my dad's birthday on Sunday, so we'll...
There's
yeah,
something.
Probably give him a call. Yeah.
You know what? He'd probably like that.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
But I mean, no pressure.
Okay.
Because I don't want it to be. Don't do it because you feel like you have to.
Because you
do
told them.
Do it because you want to.
Well, we do it. We'll do it.
Okay.
So all right. Be a good thing.
Let me tell you something about you guys. I appreciate you guys so much because you show up early.
We never question it. We never question when you're coming in.
I always know that if you guys say you'll be here, that you'll be here. And you show up early and with coffee.
Yeah. They're all ready to go.
You guys are always awake. I really appreciate it.
Although this time I was under the impression that we were doing a phone interview and I called Nikki and she's like, no, actually you guys are scheduled to come in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was really glad that worked out yesterday. I was like, no, I thought you were calling just because you wanted to confirm or you need. I was like, hey, okay. And then I was like, no, that's today.
A little slip up in communication.
I'm glad it worked out.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you guys still made it though. You can call anytime too.
I know. Okay. Always welcome
acceptable.
To. Always welcome to. Yeah,
but I'm glad you guys came in.
For Children 18.3 fans and, of course, for Radio U Ohio, tonight at the Garden Theater in Columbus, which you can get details for that concert at radiou.com.
All right. So, Seth, how is the gym treating you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Still lifting.
Still working at it.
Yeah, set any new personal records lately? Because last time where you were here, you had set, I think, a deadlift record just before you came in.
You know, I haven't really been maxing out so much lately.
Okay. All right, that's okay.
I kind of messed up my knees a little bit, so I've been laying off on my legs.
Okay. What'd you do to your knees?
I don't know, just stressed them out a little bit, so okay. I kind of laid off.
But. Yeah. Well, that's all right. Just, I hope. You're awesome. Like when I
oh thanks. Oh thanks.
I just want you to know that even with your stressed out knees,
I know you're still doing great.
You're still doing better than I am. So it's okay. It's all right.
No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
All right. Well, what about you, Lee Marie? What have you been up to? Seth's been kind of gemming. We know that David's been reading comic books. What are you doing?
Oh man, just doing the deal.
The deal.
Doing the deal. Yeah.
Are you closing the deal?
Closing. I'm not working on it. It's still open. Still okay. On the table.
Okay, right on. So what's next for Children 18.3? I know you guys have got a show in Columbus tonight. What's going to be happening the rest of the summer?
You know, we've got, I think there's some more festivals. We've got a few shows heading out west. We got, I think, a couple shows in Arizona and California.
Arizona.
And then we're... looking at, I think it's been announced. We're on a fall tour with Decipher Down.
Okay.
I'm not sure where that's all going to go, but if you're listening, it's coming
right
to
now.
Your
yeah.
town. We are coming to your town this fall.
That's
we're
how you
excited
have to sell it. Will that be, so you don't
dive.
Know yet, but you think it'll be like a full U.S. tour or just one East Coast or West Coast?
I haven't really seen
don't
a lot
really
of dates
know
yet.
Yet. Yeah. It's being
so
booked right now.
Somebody yeah. knows.
So call your local theater or concert promoter and tell them they need the Children 18.3
exactly.
Decipher Down.
You
tour.
Can
true.
Request
true.
It to come to your area.
It's coming to your area, coming to a city, to your city this fall.
Okay, right on. Well, you know what? Again, Columbus tonight.
That's at the Garden Theater.
It is. Anything else we need to talk about before you guys, we all shuffle off this mortal coil and walk out of the studio?
Shuffle off this mortal coil.
Yes.
He's so poetic.
Not a bit. Yeah. Well, you know, we're just going to be playing the show tonight. It's going to be great. Like it's 2008. And, you know, we just really hope everybody can come out and hang out with us. You know, we always have a good time at shows. We really appreciate when people come out and say hi. And, you know, it's kind of an interactive thing. We just like to come out, like you, everybody to come out with us. And instead of putting on a performance for you, we can all do it together. So it's great.
You guys want anybody to bring you anything? Like sometimes people are like, "Hey, could you bring like cookies or beef jerky?"
Yeah,
or
random
like
things.
You know, we always like a little beef jerky and maybe a cookie. Somebody brought some energy drinks last night, so that was an interesting
combination.
It was interesting of them to bring that for us, but you know, we definitely appreciated it.
It's like we appreciated it, but we made sure we wiped off the lids and got them all cleaned off. But yeah, it was really great.
Yeah. Yep. So full throttle and White Monster would be wonderful.
Oh, I've never had White Monster. Was that good?
It's pretty good in the hood, like we expected it would.
Okay.
Very nice.
Sounds delicious, honestly.
it's a wonderful choice.
Well, guys, thanks for coming in instead of calling in. I know it's a little extra work to get in and look at us, so we appreciate it.
Yay, we appreciate you guys. Thanks very much.